Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Come on, kid, let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
Hey, party people. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast here with my best friend, Hoss.
Yo.
And producer, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
My husband is here in the hizzos. He's running the Facebook Live over there. And we were not going to do a show this week.
Yeah.
Nope.
I had said last week, and I don't even know if I actually said this on the air, but I said when we wrapped last week, I'm like, my husband is having surgery and my kids are on spring break. I am losing my mind and I am not going to make myself do a show.
Yep.
However, Saturday night, we almost had to start a GoFundMe to get Hoss out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we're having a show. But we are going to get to that a little bit later. First of all, we need to do like a little March Madness update.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have had the Kelly Mano Show bracket going for a while now. And guess who still has two teams in the Final Four?
Oh, you're kidding.
And your champion.
And my champion's still there. And I completely picked it by whether or not I liked their logo. Like, I hate basketball.
Oh, really?
I have not watched a single game.
That's amazing.
So what's going on with the bracket?
Well, into the Final Four, Angie is still in first place. She's got 860 points. Last place is 370 points. I'd say you're done. Whoever
these,
you
these
are.
These are all of our listeners,
ESPN 64930. Okay. What unit name your team?
So they're done.
Kelly, you're in ninth place.
Oh. Which is not
with,
bad.
Which is not bad. With 660 points.
That's respectable.
Now, and here's the thing is, you're going to get 320 points per round. So if you win your next two games, there's 320.
So I might win my
finals,
own bracket, which would
might.
Be hysterical.
That would be hysterical.
So you're in ninth place. Just above you in eighth is me. I'm 10 points ahead of you, but I'm done. I have no other way to get points.
Oh.
So if you win one more game, you're going to jump me.
I have not watched 1 second of basketball.
Yesterday was amazing.
Okay, so I heard that Luke May, is that his name?
Correct.
For UNC,
yep.
Hit like the final shot, and you know how I found out? Was because we forget these kids have classes, and he had an 8 a.m. class on Monday, and somebody posted on YouTube him walking into the class, and the whole class gave him a standing ovation.
Wow.
Here's the weird, like, life imitates art part of this tournament. So they were playing the University of Kentucky.
Okay.
25 years ago, the University of Kentucky lost what's widely considered to be the greatest college basketball game ever.
Yeah.
On a buzzer beater against the other great team from the state of North Carolina, Duke.
I'm already confused and kind of
so,
bored.
Yeah.
In the exact same round, with a chance to go to the Final Four, they lose at a last second shot.
Yeah.
25 years later, they lose again to a guy wearing the same jersey number on a last second shot.
That makes it kind of cool. But again, basketball bores me to tears. Yeah. But if I win my own bracket, awesome.
Even if you don't like basketball, the NCAAs are so great. Those are kids playing because they love to play.
Will you text me when like the games are on so I'll turn it on?
The semifinals will be Saturday. The championship.
I've already
will be
forgotten
Monday.
That. Yeah, you got it. I have no short term memory. we have a wedding Saturday, so just text me. Yep. I last show I told you to go watch the Amy Schumer leather special on Netflix because I thought she was so freaking disgusting in it and vulgar but not funny, because vulgar's funny, but vulgar and not funny is stupid. So what did you think of her special?
I thought it was okay. I think that she has maybe run out of material, either that or thinks that she has to lean on vagina jokes more than she really needs to.
Yeah.
I
was embarrassed for her watching it.
There were things in the second half
that
of
I didn't
the program
make it to.
That I thought were funny. Like, it gets to the point where she talks about how she's got a boyfriend now and it's weird. Like, I guess her and her boyfriend went out and she got blackout drunk and woke up in the morning.
What else is new? That's all she jokes about.
And her boyfriend was like, so let's talk about what happened last night, and pieced it together. And that was funny, like him recapping it. But you know, the first half of it was kind of the same old, but yeah. it wasn't necessarily funny.
No, but you know who's back. Oh, look, wait. I got us a bell.
Oh, nice. You got a new bell?
It's pink even.
All radio shows have a bell. Guess who's back?
Oh, I know the answer is. Yep. I've already watched
Chappelle. Dave Chappelle.
Oh, my God. I've only made it through like one and a half of his shows on Netflix, and it's hard to make me laugh out loud, and... Oh my God, so funny.
Now, I haven't watched those yet, but I did hear that that's old material. Like, that show is, from a long time ago.
It might be a couple years old, but yeah. It's good.
I'm new because when the Dave Chappelle show was really big was when I was, like, spitting out babies like a factory. Yeah. So, like, I didn't watch the Chappelle show. I'm out of the loop on all of that.
Yeah, I didn't have cable when all that was
Chappelle's show was... That was like right around the time that DVRs were getting big, but not a lot of people had them. Like, that was Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock. I made sure I was home.
Yes.
Because I had to watch Chappelle's show.
Okay. So, Hoss, I texted you some photos on your phone, and I want you to look at them.
All right.
And I want you to, you can show them to Stephanie, and you can show them to Jimmy. You can even show them to Facebook Live if you want.
Okay.
And tell me if you know who this girl is. Because if you grew up in the 90s, you know her very well.
Don't say it out loud, though. I want to see first.
Scroll to the, I guess, scroll, yeah, that way. Left, right.
And we will put these pictures up at KellyManno.com.
She looks mildly familiar. Whoever it is has obviously had a lot of work
done. I wouldn't say she looks familiar, but...
You say it's from the 90s?
If you're our age, which is like mid 30s to 40, you know who that is. You know of her. You might not know her face.
You know of her?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh!
Do you know who it is?
I think I know who it is.
Hold on, I'm working on it.
You won't recognize her because we don't know her by face, but we know her by name.
Oh, really? Okay.
So that is...
Tell me.
Eminem's daughter, Haley.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't, you know, now that you say that, that's right. I saw a picture for her like a year ago. Yeah,
so
that is Haley.
So all of us that grew up in the 90s, or I guess, you know, 90s, 2000s, you know, Eminem rapped about crazy, crazy stuff.
Yep.
And it was just mind-blowing to us back then. And in like at least half of his songs, it was so weird because he would rap about like killing somebody and then he would talk about how much he loved Haley.
Yep.
And her name was in all these songs and we felt like we knew her. And now she's grown up. She's 21 years old. She goes to Michigan State. She lives a really normal, like, private life. She graduated high school with high honors, student council, and she's gorgeous. And she just joined Instagram not too long ago. I think it's Haley Scott 01, but we'll link to it at... KellyManno.com, but I was just shocked that somebody like that could be so normal, because if you remember, he wrote a song called Kim, which was Haley's mom.
Yep.
And the song starts with, like, he would even put in like clips of her like talking like baby babble in the song, and it starts with him talking about your daddy's little girl, sleepyhead, how did you get so big? And then in the end of the song, he kills her mom and puts her in the trunk and yells, bleed, bitch, bleed, bleed, bleed. And then right after that, he wrote a song called 97 Bonnie and Clyde, where he kills Kim, but Haley helps him dump her mom in the lake.
Oh, yeah.
How do you grow up with that and end up so normal?
Do we really know she's normal?
She seems normal.
Everyone seems normal on social media.
Nobody can hear you, by the way. You have to get close to the microphone.
You know, I actually met Haley when she was like 4 backstage in Chicago, because she would go on the road with Eminem quite a bit. Kim wasn't there. This was during one of the phases when they were off and hated each other and so they were trying to make it work. And I will say that he did one hell of a job of, even when she was on the road, to keep her out of public view and keep her childhood as normal of a childhood as possible when your dad at the time is the biggest musician on the planet.
And batshit crazy. Like there's not a whole lot normal about Eminem, but somehow he must have got parenting right.
Yeah.
You know, which is amazing.
Well, there was probably a village there too. You know, I mean, it wasn't just him.
Yeah, but that whole village was stoned.
Yes, it was a white trash circus. Like,
not necessarily even white trash circus, just a trash circus.
Yes, and like, you know, his wife was a mess, his mom was a mess.
Yeah.
But it was just, I remember like hearing this guy like rap about like killing his mom and his wife and just being obsessed with his lyrics. Jimmy loves Italy. I am Italian by marriage. It looks like Italy could soon be the first Western country to offer paid menstrual leave to.
I just saw that today. I was like, what?
So a law is being debated. It's not passed yet. And if it did pass, it would require the companies enforce a menstrual leave policy so that women get 3 days off each month who experience painful periods. Why don't we set women back 45 years? That is the stupidest thing I've ever read in my life.
Which means you're going to have your entire female workforce off at the same time because everyone they knows all women cycle who together. Work together
cycle together.
They do cycle together. And I know that, I guess, some women...
You mean like bicycles?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what happens, yeah.
Like if
we all ride bikes together.
The thing is, like, if we want to, like... I'm putting on lip gloss while I talk. It's so professional. If we want to be held accountable for these, like, same rights as everybody else, and then we can't, you know, not go to work because we have cramps.
Yeah.
I mean, Stephanie, how do you feel?
I mean, maybe it's just me, but I mean, I know people that have had really bad periods, and it's debilitating. I personally have not had that, so... Yeah.
Mine's not...
Crap. I don't think... I mean, take some Adderall.
And there's surgeries you can do. Like, my period, I don't know about you, but I'm changing to the old lady periods, okay? Like, not to get too... Like, so my whole life, not only was I, like, tiny, and I was an athlete, and I was like, I have little bitty three-day periods, and I would get the little bitty light flow tampons, and now I've had three kids.
Pause is terribly uncomfortable right now.
And I'm getting close to 40, and it's hysterical because I'm like, oh, my God, I have old lady periods now. Like, I can't brag about... And I don't know if the kids did it to me.
Well, that's
or
a,
if
I mean
this
that's
is this my is my hell. Hell. Listen, having a period is a natural thing.
It is.
You know,
it's healthy. It's
it
a good
means
thing
your
to
body
have.
Is working
functioning normally.
Some people do artwork with their menstrual blood. Have you seen that?
Yep, I've seen some people collect it and give it to plants as fertilizer.
Those women, people are crazy.
They usually have really short hair and wear flannel.
You know who else does art with blood?
What?
Serial killers.
All right. So okay,
there's that.
We have a really big segment to go over next. Hell, we have out. Oh, and this next segment is not for children. There's going to be a lot of cussing because it's just a story that can't be told without cussing. So if you've got kids in the car with you, come back and listen later. But so my husband was like the rock star producer of Stephen DC for years and years and years. And there's a story in the news today. Sasquatch blamed for Idaho car crash. Now, this is not like in some other country. This is just in Idaho, like one state up.
Which is arguably some other country.
Yes. So in northern Idaho,
Wait, did you say Idaho is one state up?
I don't know. It's Iowa, up. It's Idaho.
Idaho is up by Washington.
Idaho is like three or four states away.
Why don't black women enter Miss America?
Why?
Because none of them want to be Miss Idaho.
Yes.
Keep it in classy right here on the Kelly Manor Show.
Okay.
Save that clip for the award shows.
So this lady in northern Idaho,
not
Iowa.
One store away, not nope. One
okay.
State away.
Whatever, I get them all confused. This Granite City education. So she was driving and she thought she saw a Bigfoot in her rearview mirror, and she crashed her car. And so I told Jimmy that I have to interview her. We have to have this woman on the show. This is a phenomenal story. So Jimmy, I need you to come to the microphone because I put his producing skills to, like, I'm like, do you still have the chops to find this lady? Because I want to talk to the woman who crashed her car because a Sasquatch was in her rearview mirror.
Okay, so here's the thing. You gave me an assignment to find a woman whose name you did not have.
So?
All right, that's a problem. Now.
So you got Stephen DC, Tom Cruise. I married you and gave you three babies.
Now, I found her. Don't worry, I found her. She can't talk tonight, however. Here's the thing. 50 stories have been written about this woman, but none of them gave her name. However, through the Pothatch, Idaho Police Department, that's a real city.
Pothatch, Idaho.
Yeah. Potlatch, actually, with an L.
Population 4.
It was something really small. I found her. Her name is Carla.
Don't say it out loud. Other radio shows are going to steal it.
I'm not going to give her last name. She's not available tonight because she is at a logging meeting with her husband, who is a logger.
Can we talk to her soon?
A.K.A. Lumberjack.
Yes, yeah, but she used the term logger, okay?
Okay.
She can't talk tonight because she's at this meeting. Next week, I'm sure we could talk to her. And she wanted to clarify that the Sasquatch was chasing...
A deer. And the deer hit her car.
When she double took and like looked back at the Sasquatch, that's when she hit the deer. So it wasn't just like she saw the Sasquatch hit a deer. The Sasquatch was actively pursuing the deer.
Should we tell her that we are a radio show, or should we tell her that we are with Finding Bigfoot and we're doing like a pre-interview for her to be on the show?
I mean,
I just want to talk to her. This is the most amazing story I've ever read in my life.
I think it's going to matter who you say you are. I think you're going to get the same story.
Okay. So you promise that this lady's going to talk to us.
She's going to talk to us, just not tonight.
Okay. So I mentioned earlier that we almost had to start a GoFundMe for Hoss in prison over the weekend, and producer Stephanie has no idea what we're talking about. Normally she's with us.
Yeah, but I had to miss this one.
You missed this one, so we are going to be right back with that story and a lot more. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Off the name, first of all, you ain't rapped long enough to be with me. You ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you puffing on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite. Now smack him with my dick of the mic. That's character. It's not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? Let's add up all the factors. You whack and twisted. Your girl's a hoe. You broke. The kid ain't yours. And everybody know. Your own man say you stupid. You be like, so? I love my baby mother. I never let her go. I'm tired of weak. Whining over foot that don't belong to them. What's wrong with them? They get up for real like my man's in them. Who get it all with the strip of their hands with them. Man, y'all go. The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by the Hit Squad in O'Fallon Boxing MMA Center. So I sparred for the first time on Saturday, which is where you actually get in the ring and like kind of pretend to fight.
Right.
And the pictures from it looked really cool, but I was such a weenie.
You look like a badass though.
But
you throwing punches?
I was. So one of the owners was the one sparring with me. So obviously he's not hitting me hard.
Right.
He's like not even tapping me hardly. But the thing was, I could not punch him in the face because he's my friend. And he's like, hit me. He's like, I got on headgear and these gloves and like nothing in my body would let me punch this guy in the face.
Aww.
And it was funny because my friend Stacy came to the class tonight. And so Kevin was showing her how to do everything. And she said the funniest thing. She's like, all those bitches I beat up in high school and I was doing it wrong the whole time.
That's awesome.
So if you're like me and you don't want to fight and you don't want to be a boxer like me, I'm just there for the exercise. They have a kids program. Rocky is rocking it. Lucy
awesome.
Is rocking it.
Good.
The kids program really teaches the kids like self-confidence, strength, coordination. And God, should they ever be in a situation where they're being picked on, thank God they're going to have that in their back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that my kids are getting training from Kevin the Hitman Angle, one of the best MMA fighters and boxers here in the area. They also do birthday parties. They have family discounts. Any other questions you have, just email the show. Ask me. You can go to their website. It's www.hitsquadofallon.com. That is hitsquadofallon.com.
Heads up. Heads up. There's another one. Why you all in my ear talking a whole bunch of shit that I ain't trying to hear? Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Yeet, yeet, whoop, whoop. I ain't playing around, make one false move, I take it down. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that.
All right, so I said before that there was going to be a lot of cussing in this segment. Starting with the song. And the reason why is because of the nature of the story.
Yeah.
So when I'm on the show, my kind of rule is that, like, I don't cuss a whole lot in real life, so I don't cuss a lot on the show. If I decide to put in, like, a well-placed cuss word that's funny, I will. But in regular life, I'm not, like, dropping F-bombs every day. Jimmy and I don't cuss in front of the kids.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't judge other people who do. Do whatever you want in your own house, but I'm not a big cusser. However, I don't think we can tell this story and censor it because...
It would be very hard to.
Right. I just think it would... it wouldn't work very well. So I want to start by saying that I don't and I think you guys would agree with me that, because if I say anything that sounds too Pollyannish, just stop me and call me out. I don't have a lot of enemies. I just don't. Number one, I'm nice to almost everybody. Number two, I'm really good at forgiving people. So, like, I've had plenty of confrontations in my past that have been my fault or someone else's fault. And I'm a sucker for a good apology. So I don't hold grudges. You know, there's
really?
Really, I don't. Why? Who do you think I hold? Oh, shit. You. Okay, sorry. I hold one grudge against Hoss for 10 years. And
that I didn't even know about.
Oh, that he didn't know about.
Well.
Yeah. Okay, so aside from you.
It's been resolved, though.
Yes. Yeah. So. I only referred to him as that asshole Hoss for like 4 years.
Well, that's not bad.
Literally, yeah. That was his name. And so I don't have a lot of enemies. And, you know, we are a kind of trivia night whores. And
kinda,
so
yeah.
Hoss and I are asked to host trivia nights, you know, just like to be the MCs, and we normally get paid for it. However, there was an organization that he and I both really like that we were willing to donate our time to host a trivia night on Saturday night. And so we're driving there, and it's a good like 35-minute drive. And while we're there, I was kind of like refreshing him on some of the people he knows, like, oh, you've met this person and you're going to meet that person. But then I was like, oh, and there's this one guy who really hates me. I said, so if I don't introduce you to him, don't make it awkward and be like, hey, Kelly didn't introduce me. I'm Hoss.
Now, did you like 100% know he was going to be there, or did you just figure he's
always there?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like I just assumed.
Yeah.
And so
you were correct.
So I just kind of said, I'm like, this guy doesn't like me. And so Hoss was kind of intrigued. And so I told him the whole story, which I'm not going to share with you guys. You know, okay, we're going to call him, we'll call him Schmo.
Sure.
Okay. So this guy Schmo was really horrible to me during a really hard time in my life. And we disagreed on something pretty major, and it ended badly. And we weren't even really friends in the first place, so it wasn't a big deal. But we both took separate stances on it. And it was ugly, and there was nasty emails and phone calls, and it ended bad. Like, I'm just gonna put I mean, like, you know, we just differed our opinion. That's it.
That
it wasn't like there was a bad guy and good guy. There was a fallout.
But this was like a while ago, right?
This was 3 years ago.
Three and a half. Yeah.
And so I even said something to Hoss on the way there. I said, oh, don't worry. Like, nothing's going to happen. Like, it's been 3.5 years. And we've had to be around each other before in these last couple years. And we just don't talk to each other.
Yeah, usually adults can
kind of. We're grown ups.
Yes, exactly. Right. You can be adults about it.
What I tell my kids, because they knew a lot about this situation, is that mommy doesn't like everybody, and everybody doesn't like mommy.
Yep, and that's cool.
Yep.
And that's fine. I said, if you got a kid in your class that you don't want to play with, you don't have to, but you can't be a jerk to them.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and so I felt like over the last, you know, couple of years, I thought I was a good role model of that for the kids in this particular situation. And so we get to trivia on Saturday night.
Yep.
And Schmo is seated at a table directly in front of our podium.
For real, like from me to you.
Like we could have smelled each other's breath.
Oh yeah. My.
They were the first table in front of us.
But, great.
And again, like I didn't even think anything of it. Like I
yeah, because you're adults, you know.
Right.
Why would there be a problem?
Right. I just never in a million years thought that there'd be any kind of problem. And I didn't really know any of the other people at his table except for this one girl who I didn't think I had a problem with, but apparently I do. you know, catty girls. So we get there, and I did say to Hoss, I'm like, that's his table right there, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay, just because, you know. And anyway, it like nothing bad was said. Like we were excited to be there.
It was fun.
It was, you know, it was going to be a really good night. And I get about into the like first round of trivia, and I see that the girl at Schmo's table take a picture of me and Hoss, and it was clear as day. Like you can't bullshit me. Yes, I mean she held up her phone and took a picture of us. It almost. Like she made it look like she was taking a picture of the liquor on the table.
Mm.
But like to the point where I looked down, like, is my fly open? I looked at Hoss's. I'm like, is his fly open? I was like, hey, I'm like, that chick just took a picture of us. And I was like, I don't really care. I said, you know, I texted a friend in the audience and I said, hey, go to so-and-so's Facebook and make sure she just post a picture up. Because after she posted it, she leaned over to Schmo.
So did you know that girl?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought like you just knew
we
that
weren't
she was
friends, but
you knew who it was.
Yeah.
I thought you just knew that she was with
No.
Dipshit.
No. And so we. So,
sorry, Schmo, not dipshit.
So she took our picture and like showed it to Schmo and then like instantly started texting. So I texted a friend in the audience. So I was like, hey, check her Facebook and just make sure she didn't post our picture on Facebook. And they checked and like, nope, nothing on there. I'm like, okay, well, then she's probably just making fun of us to our friends. Like, oh, look at this bitch. Which, whatever. Who cares? I make fun of people, too. So if you want to make fun of me to people who don't like me, that's not really a big deal. But I did alert Haas. I'm like, oh, she just took our picture. So we get a couple more segments into it. And I'm talking in the microphone and I was talking about Haas. About him being single, because I was like, ladies, I'm like, come up and use Haas's arm length to do the things. And I look over and the same girl is making this motion like in a circle with her finger and like rolling her eyes.
Oh, like hurry up. Yeah. Hurry up.
And she mouthed the words like, oh, my God, shut up. And I was like, I'm right in front of you. Like she didn't.
If I had seen that, I would have been like, oh, my God, get your hair redone.
Okay, stop.
I didn't say why.
Okay, okay. And so, like, I talked to Haas. I'm like, she just, and I told him what she did. And so then, like, at this point, like, it's kind of sucking the joy out of my night. You know, like, because I have to be on a microphone and be, like, fun. And trivia nights suck anyway because nobody listens to you. Everybody's drunk. Nobody cares. And no matter how many times you say, we did not write the questions, people still come up to you and go, The Lion King did not premiere in 1992. Like,
also, let's just say spelling was an issue that night.
Oh.
Yes. So some of the questions were written really poorly, but Haas and I didn't write them. We're just there to read the questions.
Just to read them. Okay.
So this chick is like sucking the joy out of my night, because then it was a little bit later when we were talking about something else. And I was trying to, because you don't want to ad lib too much at trivia because people get sick of that. But I was saying something, and you want to go give that to Lucy? It's her friend. Just answer it. And somebody at their table, I don't know who it was, went, nobody cares. And then I'm like,
oh my.
I'm like, this is going to go on all night long.
Yeah.
And so I was getting really, really pushed to the edge. Ooh. And I was kind of talking to Haas. I'm like, I can't take this much longer. Like, I feel like I'm being bullied. Yeah. Like, I'm in seventh grade. And the worst part was that it was so passive aggressive because they were at the front table.
Yeah.
Nobody else could hear this.
Really passive aggressive.
Yeah. I mean, if they had been like in the back corner doing this, you know, they would have got their kicks in and you probably would have never known.
Yes. Yep,
100%.
And so I was getting really frustrated. And then we get to round like...
Like 7 or 8.
I think it was more like 9.
Was
because
it?
That was when I had to stop. Because I go to start round 9 and I look down at their table and somebody at their table had made a sign.
Out of their little table flag that shows like what table
they are. Right. Okay. Or I guess they claimed it was somebody. But they made a sign that was in direct reference to the fight that Schmo and I had. And it was a direct dig at me.
Yeah, and there was no mistaking it.
And they took the sign and they put it in the little table holder. Okay. And then they put it at the end of their table, which was literally facing like in my face. Yeah. Like the only person who could see it was me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I turned around to Haas and I said, I'm done. You have to host the next 2 rounds.
Yep.
Because I don't trust myself on a microphone right now. Because, you know, like in the movies, when a character like in Lindsay Lohan in Mean Girls had this vision of her like jumping across a cafeteria table and beating these girls up. And then she like snapped back into her body.
Uh-huh.
Like I started thinking like, I'm just going to go take one hand and just wipe their fucking table clean and then flip it. And then I was like back in my body. And I'm like, Haas, I can't talk anymore. So Haas took over the microphone.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Yeah, and I almost cried because I cry when I'm mad, which is like the worst.
Ooh, it's
thing.
The worst. Ah! I do that too. Yep.
And so,
and I wanted to call him out and embarrass him.
Oh, Haas, like I turned around to Haas and I said, oh my God, look at his sign. And Haas was like, oh fuck no. And he like actually took a step towards him. He's like, I'm ripping it up. I'm like, no, don't rip anything up. I said, number one, we have to finish this night. Number two, you got to get a picture of this because nobody's going to believe
it. Yeah, did you get a picture of it?
We did.
Okay.
So Haas took a picture of Schmo and the sign right in front of him.
Like obviously,
yes.
Oh okay. Yeah, it's
I'll
not...
show it to you later. Okay, we're not going to put it up anywhere, but I'll show it to you later. And the funny part was that at this moment, I texted this picture to my husband, who is at home recovering from surgery, and he receives a picture of Schmo and the sign with the words, I'ma be late. So, Jimmy, what are you thinking at this point in the evening? Well, I know because you texted me back because you were irate.
Oh, my God. Well, so all these feelings, and I was wrong, it was 2.5 years ago. So all these feelings from 2.5 years ago come back to me, and he's got me now. You gotta understand, I was on pain meds all weekend and I was like watching way too much like mafia movies, so I had just finished like Godfather 2 and I'm like planning, yes, you know, what am I gonna do to this guy?
Yeah.
And
so so as the night's going on, I know at this point that he's not leaving this trivia night without hearing from me, because God bless people who can let shit roll off their back, because I'm not programmed that way.
Yeah.
When God made my brain and he went in to put it in the part where like, hey, this is not a good idea. Like that part's not in there. And also, I don't take that shit. Like I don't hide that I'm crazy. So I don't understand why he would poke a bear that's been sleeping for 2.5 years and not give a shit. It was like out of nowhere.
In fact, I think it's important to mention that both you and I went round and round with this particular mm-hmm. person 2.5 years ago, cleared. I wouldn't say no point did we make up, but we
agreed to disagree and moved on.
Moved on. And not really, you know, maybe some weird glances here and there when we would run into him. But otherwise, no big inflammatory mess since then.
Yeah.
So this is truly out of the blue.
And I'm frustrated for me. I'm frustrated for Haas that we took our time to donate this and we're being treated like shit all night long.
And I will double down on it in the fact that I'm one of those people that you can pretty much say and do whatever you want in regards to me. And I'll let it roll off my back, whatever. But when you go after friends and people that I care about, then I get pissed.
Yeah.
The odd caveat of this is the person who hired us is a good friend of mine. We went to college together. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he's one of the few people who's seen what happens when I snap.
You know that, like in Friends, they have Red Ross when he gets mad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had Red Hoss.
So I went up to him.
Oh, wait,
Kelly talks to the guy.
Yeah, because I want to do my part first and then get to your part.
Kelly talks to the person who hired us.
Okay.
Just to say, you know, this is what's going on, blah,
That's
blah, blah.
That's smart. Okay, that was probably...
And then, so he walks over to me. He's like, is everything cool? And I just looked him in the... I just looked at my friend and I went, it's going to get awkward.
Yeah.
And he knows me well. If he's like, just get through the night. And I was like, I said, look, I said, I'm not going to ruin this for you. I said, but... once things are done, and what we need to do for you is over, and things are getting awkward.
And the funny thing is that now that we're done, I realize we did not wait till it was over because we never announced the winner of trivia.
Oh, okay, nice.
So
the guy who hired us.
Yes, he had to do it because
He told us just go.
Yeah. Well, so we decide that we're gonna confront Schmo, and I told Haas, I said, I want to do this as quietly as possible. We were going to do it in the parking lot, but then there was like a beer fest or something going on, and there was people out there. I said, let's just wait till he gets away from his table, and that way it's not like a mob mentality.
I did not want to do it as quietly as possible.
No, of course. I wanted to handle it on. I said, you know what? I'm a big girl. I'm going to handle this on my own. First of all, the chick, we were standing there like vultures, like nobody was getting to the door without passing us. And she did the freaking dip out the back door.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so...
ghosted.
Yeah. So Schmo... So I will say this. It has been a really, really long time since I've told somebody to fuck off to their face. And boy, was it good.
Just feel good now and then. It's very cathartic.
So he was leaving the trivia and I stepped right in front of him and I said, Schmo... I don't speak passive aggressive. I don't even know that language, and you know that. So if you've got something to say to me, say it to my face. And he said, I don't have anything to say to you. You have something to say to me? And I said, yeah, I do. Go fuck yourself. You're fucking trash. And I gave him two middle fingers right in his face and walked away. And the funny thing is, on the way over to do it, my friend Rob saw me walk in and he tried to stop me. And he's like, don't do it, Kelly.
Don't do it, Kelly.
Don't stoop to his level. It's not worth it. He goes, it's not worth it. I go, you don't know me at all. And then I like just kept going. So after I told him to go fuck himself and gave him the double middle finger in his face, I was like, sweet, I did it. I'm out of here. I didn't have anything else to do or say or prove.
Yeah.
So I leave and go to the front of the trivia to grab my purse and get out of there. And then I'm like, where the hell is Hoss? And I'm looking around for Hoss. And
right, row.
And I turn around and I see this guy like running to like a giant 7-foot blue wall because Hoss was wearing a blue jersey. And I saw Hoss like try to shake his hand. And then I saw Schmo trying to get around him. And then I saw Hoss's hand, which is like the size of a paw, like just go down on his shoulder and like spin him around.
Oh, no.
And then I see Hoss over top of him like. And I know Hoss well enough to know like he's not going to punch him. He's not going to, you know.
No, there's no violence. Yeah.
But so I'll let you take over from there because I did not hear the first part of your conversation.
So Schmo obviously did not want to engage. Tried to sidestep
That's
me.
That's very smart.
Yeah, tried to sidestep me. So I grabbed him fairly hard by his shoulder and turned him around. What I said was, I said, hey, man, it's nice to meet you. And he tried to walk around. So I turned around and I said, it's nice to meet you. And he goes, well, I didn't meet you. And I go, you're meeting me right now. And he just looked at me and I was
at
like,
at this point, a crowd is forming. And you know what? We didn't even check to see if the priest left because we were right there by the priest trivia table.
And and I basically just like, I kind of treated him like I would imagine a parent would when they're like, I'm disappointed in you. And what I said is, I'm like, look, man, I don't do passive aggressive. He's like, yeah, you should say the same thing. And I was like, allow me to finish. I said, you know, I wasn't around for whatever the problem was with the two of you, but I was around for tonight. And if you have a problem with either one of us, you can come up and say something after the fact. But when you take it upon yourself to take something that is a fundraiser and turn it into your personal petty grudge from 3 years ago, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
And I said, and when you affect me or my friend's ability to do a job effectively, then it becomes my problem.
Yeah, because he was kind of like, what's it to you? And he's like, well, what do you mean what it's it to you? I spent my time to come here tonight and watch you treat my friend like shit. And at some point, I tried to come over and kind of break it up or whatever, because then I remember he called me an idiot. He said, Kelly, you're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot. Something like that. And then some old guy that I've never met in my life. He must have told some people at the table about our incident, because some guy I've never seen in my life leans forward and said, everything you got tonight, you deserve.
Yeah.
And I was like, who the fuck are you? Like, wow. I've never seen you in my life.
Any conversation.
And so, yeah.
Where it starts to amp up is, I forget what he said, but basically something like, nothing happened. I went, look, dude, the sign, the pictures, the text messages, we all know what's going on. We're all just like, what are you talking about? I was like, and I put my hand on his chest. I was like, you have a nice day. None of us are that dumb.
Yes.
And he goes, don't touch me. Don't you touch me. And his buddy got up next to him. And I didn't even turn my head from him. And I just went, I will pick you up and beat you with him. I said, you need to walk away.
Yeah.
Right. And so at this point, it's become like a seventh grade, like hallway fight,
oh,
you know?
Man.
And so I guess it at some point, so Schmo's big defense was that he didn't write the sign.
Yeah.
And
so it boils down to, not only did it start with, I didn't write the sign, it was, we didn't write the sign, meaning nobody at his table.
Which is bullshit. Now, I believe that he didn't write it.
Just materialized out of nowhere.
Right, it was a girl's handwriting.
Oh, just wait.
It was a girl's handwriting. And so his big thing was, I didn't write the sign. I didn't write the sign. My friend wrote the sign. Well, you know what? You got really fucking shitty friends.
All right, well then, if he told you a friend did, then that's different to me. The story that I was told, because I even...
like another table?
Because I even recount that. I go, here's what you're telling me, is that somebody in this Jim, who has no idea that there is history between you and Kelly, took it upon themselves
to write a mean sign.
To write a sign that just happened to hit on every bullet point of said problem, put it on your table
and facing
my co-host.
Direction. Yes.
Like, that's what we're going with as the official line from your table.
I feel like it doesn't matter where it came from.
And I said that. I said, dude, I don't care who wrote it. you seem to have no problem with the fact
yeah.
that it was prominently displayed on your table directed at us.
Yeah. I mean, who cares who wrote it? He let it be there.
He should have said, hey, this chick is kind of crazy. We should not put this sign up. Okay.
Or like, how about this is not the time or place?
Exactly. There you go. Yeah. Because here's the thing. I've got one thing that I want to make really, really clear. First of all, passive aggressive never works with me. Ever. It doesn't work on Facebook and it doesn't work in real life. So don't ever be passive aggressive with me. Number two, I am either the nicest person you've ever met or your worst fucking nightmare. And who you meet depends on you, not me. Because I'm either a Disney princess singing in the woods to animals or I'm burning down your fucking house. There is nothing in between with me.
Yeah.
And so for him, I was so mad that he got me to that level.
Yeah.
You know, but then, you know, the ride home was hysterical. Hoss and I, we like got in the car and it was like hysteria laughter.
Once I knew that I had him backpedaling because once he tried to do the don't touch me bro thing and I just took a step forward and kept looking down on him at a steeper angle, he was flustered.
Yeah.
Which,
well, who wouldn't be?
Which made me turn even more red because I was like, I have you now.
And so,
and now you're my bitch.
So yeah. And so once the junior high crowd
and legitimately a crowd, a circle has formed around the two of us.
That's so awesome.
Someone, I mean, and he was giving it back to us. I mean, like it was a white trash circus. Somebody got him out of there and then
I never yelled at him once.
Oh no, there was,
we don't need to.
No.
No, I didn't even call him a name. I mean, I told him to go fuck himself, but yeah. That's not technically a name.
I think the show was like, dude, how dumb do you think we are? We saw everything that happened this week.
My big thing was tonight. Why? Like Nancy Kerrigan getting hit with the knee. Why? Like, why? Why poke a fucking sleeping bear?
I mean, what was he hoping to get out of it? Is my question when people do shit like that. Like, what was your expected result? What were you hoping for?
This is my first time meeting Schmo, and what I got out of this was, he is, and everybody knows someone like this guy. He is the typical guy who cannot not be right.
Yep. Oh, yep. I know.
And cannot not have the last word.
And
whether it is what it is actually him speaking the word or just doing something passive aggressive to put the exclamation point at the end, he has to get the last dig in.
Yeah.
He has to be that guy.
So after he left and Haas and I were starting to leave, I was like instantly apologizing to everybody because I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Like I didn't mean, like sometimes I just open my mouth and Granite City comes out and I try to like hold it in as much as I can. But
you
then
had nothing to apologize.
I know, because I really didn't, but I still felt bad. So then one person came up and gave me a high five that I didn't know. And then this other guy that is a dad of somebody in another grade heard me apologize and he came up and he shook my hand and he's like, hey, if I would have known that I was going to get to see someone tell Schmo to go fuck himself tonight, I would have paid double to get in. And so we get in the car to start driving home and I'm like,
who was the guy who you told to go break it up and they said no?
Oh, well, there was, you know, Schmo has some friends. And so when I saw Haas kind of towering over him, I said, hey, I said, if that's your friend, you need to go break this up. And they're like, hell no, I am not getting in front of Haas. Like, I'm not, you know, I tried explaining, like, he's a gentle giant, like nothing's gonna happen, he's just sticking up for me. And so Haas and I get in the car and we realize we never even announced the winner of trivia. So like,
by the way, I talked to the guy who hired us the next day and he's totally cool
now. Well, that's good, but I mean, like, I might be going out on a limb here, but something tells me we're not going to be hired back next year.
Well, I don't think he's doing it next year.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine. So, Jimmy.
However, though, I do want to say, if you would like a White Trash Circus at your trivia event, please reach out to heykelly@kellymano.com.
That's right.
And
you, too, could have a near brawl in your event.
Yes.
For free. We'll throw that in for
free. You know, like, I really try hard to keep my batshit crazy to a minimum, but I'm not built to let stuff roll off my back. And if you're going to come at me and bully me and poke me and like think that you're going to go home and go, hee, look what we did to her all night, you're fucking wrong. And,
well, you know, and I come back to the fact that if we had been there as contestants and stuff was happening, that's one thing. But when dude takes it upon himself to mess with you, when you're there in an official capacity to help run this event, and he's trying to derail you, and by derailing you, derailing the event, That's effed up.
And again, I believe that he didn't physically write the sign, but I think he thought it was funny as hell to put it up.
Yep.
I think he had a strong saying in what was put on said sign.
Yeah, and then poor Jimmy. So the last thing he gets from me is a picture of this guy in the sign and the words, "I'm going to be late." And 40 minutes later, he finally gets a call from Haas, and he's like, "Oh my God, I'm so glad you guys aren't in jail."
Oh, yeah. No, I wanted a call, but I knew that you couldn't answer. Mm-mm. But I didn't know it was going to be quite like this. And I just want to say again, and we've already said it 3 or 4 times, you know, it's unfortunate what happens. It sucked. You know, we had a lot of people there that we are friends with, and we hate that this happened. But this didn't have to happen. It happened as a result of the actions of one person.
Agreed.
Between Kelly and Schmo, one person started this shit show the other night, and it was not Kelly.
Absolutely.
And really, it was some of the people at his table just as much as it was him.
Yeah.
But he didn't do anything to stop it.
Because the funniest part was, like, they were giving away door prizes every night, or in between rounds. And one of them was a box of donuts.
Oh, this was hysterical.
And Kelly goes, "Just so you know, if you win the donuts and you want to share, I trade points for donuts." Well,
guess who won the donuts?
The chick from Schmo's table wins.
Yeah.
And she looks back at me and she's like, "They're probably not sharing."
Yeah, I go, "They're probably not going to share my donuts." It's okay. I didn't need that bet anyway, dumbass. So I did go home that night and, like, reflect. Like, I went home. And when you have a night like that, I kind of went home and reflected, and I thought, like, was there anything I could have done different? Was there anything I should have done different? Like, what responsibility do I have in this? And you know what? Fucking none.
I mean, I don't think
I would
you
do
could
it
have,
again.
I don't think you could have done anything different. You tried to handle it like an adult, you know, and like they kept at it. So, I mean, what can you do?
The best part
sometimes
was,
you just have to stand up for yourself.
So when I came home, my older kids knew something happened because they had been home with Dad.
Yeah.
And they were like, "What happened, Mom? What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened?" And I'm like, "Well," I said, "do you really want me to tell you?" And I even had to ask their permission. I'm like, "Do you want me to cuss in front of you or not?" You know? And they're like, "Yeah, you can say it this one time." So I told the kids the whole story, and they're like, "Go, Mom." I'm like,
"So that is why Lucy goes, I know what happened." I'm
like, yeah,
she goes,
they know everything.
She goes, "No, I know everything."
Yeah, because what? Mom got picked on, and
meaning
Mom stood up for herself.
I know Mom.
Sometimes you just got to.
All right, I don't know how we're going to follow that up, but we will be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show. Get down, because I ain't got nothing to lose, and I'm having a bad day. Don't make me take it out on you. You won't work with me. I'ma tell you one time, don't fuck with me. Get down, cause I ain't got nothing to lose, and I'm having a bad day. Don't make me take it out on you, man, cause I don't wanna do that. I wanna have a good time and enjoy my jack. Sit back and watch the women get drunk as hell, so I can wake up in the morning with a story to tell. I know it's been a little while since I've been out the house, but now I'm here, you wanna stand around running your mouth. I can't hear nothing you saying or spitting, so what's up? Don't you see we in the club, man? Shut the fuck up. The Kelly Mano Show. The older she gets, the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown. Back once again. It's the Kelly Mano Show. The Kelly Mano Show is proudly sponsored by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois, specializing in pre-owned cars. They just opened their second lot in the old Gitcho's Gas location. Anyone in Granite City knows where that is because the slogan was "Get Your Gas at Gitcho's."
That's awesome.
I know. If you have good credit, that's perfect because they work with several credit unions. They can get you financed. If you've fallen on hard times, had a couple rough years, your credit's bad, they are a buy here, pay here lot, and they can take care of you and finance you themselves. It is so important these days to support small business, and JM Motors has been in business for over 45 years. Just 10 minutes from the arch on Namioki Road, you can see their current inventory right now at jmmotors.com. Now the script's about to kick off, this party looks whack. Let's take it back to straight hip-hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody this back up, everybody get back. That's why my pin needs a pad, cause my rhyme's on the red tag. It's like I am with a Dixon, I'm about to freak it. Like a magician, critics, I turn to freak it. Got them still on the fence, whether to freak it. But quick to get impaled when I tell them freak it. So sick from looking pale, well that's my freak it. About to go ahead, now this shot's a freak it. Let's bring it back to that vintage Slim Dick. Hit her all night long. Pull the beat out. All right, segment three here, the Kelly Mano Radio Show. So there was a reality show, and you know what? Have I told you guys yet that my husband is, I'm so not supposed to talk about this.
Jimmy was telling me about it.
He's in the running to be on a major reality show.
No kidding. Yeah.
Like one of those.
That's, I know the details.
Oh my
that's
gosh.
That's not going
to
end well.
You guys, we just need to change my name to producer Stephanie Last to Know.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Well, the thing is, I can't say anything about it. Like, he hasn't, like, finally made it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, a story I found in the news today was a reality show set in the wilderness canceled, but nobody told the contestants.
Oh, no.
So, this was in Britain. It's a reality show. It's like a social experiment where they drop you off in the wilderness. But unlike Survivor, where you have like competitions and stuff, they have to create their own civilization. It's called Eden. And they send you off. You have no contact with the outside world. You have to make your own rules, your own laws, your own shelter, your own like hierarchy. It was a year long experiment.
Wow.
And after four episodes, it ended. But nobody told the contestants, and I guess they were. It was kind of like a film it yourself thing.
Oh,
like they had it like some.
I was gonna say, how would they? They would know when the camera crews left.
Crew was gone.
Right. So I think there were four live cameramen there, and the rest was self tape because the cameramen didn't know either. The ratings slipped from 1.7 million to 800,000, so they pulled the plug, and no one told the contestants. They just emerged last week. And found out that, gosh. A, they had not been on TV for the last 8 months.
And that
Britain voted to leave the European Union and that Donald Trump was the president.
Holy
wow,
God.
What a week.
So
welcome back to civilization.
Oh, can I go back to the fake world where not on TV?
I wonder if there's like lawsuits and stuff for that.
There's got to be something.
You know, because they had to be paid. Like, even like people who go on Survivor, usually, even if you don't win, you're paid something.
Yeah.
You know, for like your time there and stuff
you
like that.
I think 8 months, those people probably lost their jobs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. You take your job off to
do
that kind of stuff.
You don't keep a job.
Okay. So one of my favorite restaurants is in the news.
I ate there last night.
The
I
good
went
old,
looking for answers.
What did you eat at Cracker Barrel?
Was it Uncle Elmer's favorite or whatever?
I like their steak, their fried steak with the gravy.
Yeah. Oh, the chicken fried steak?
Yes. Yeah. And
I'm a chicken and dumplings girl myself.
Well, that's see, I'm really picky about my chicken and dumplings. Like, I'm picky about my macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah. No, I am too. Don't get me wrong. My mom's are always the best ever. And all other ones pale in comparison. Like, but, you know, if I'm in a bind, I've got a hankering, you know, Cracker Barrel. We'll
so now there's most times in my life that I hate the internet. But however, stories like this just make the internet all better again. So
sometimes they get a win.
Yes, Haas, give everybody the backstory. And I think there's an update. I think
is there?
I saw today that there's where did my phone go?
Took it to Lucy.
So origin of the story is there's a Cracker Barrel in Indiana. It's actually just on the Indiana side of the Indiana-Kentucky border in Louisville. And there was a woman who worked there named Nanette, who worked there for 11 years.
Which, if anyone's going to work, like, if you name your child Nanette, they're going to work at
they're
Cracker
gonna,
Barrel.
Or Waffle House.
Yes.
Correct. And I guess it was last Wednesday, Nanette's husband, Brad, went to the official Facebook
page. Could you calling that out during, like, lovemaking?
No. I think that gets shortened to baby.
Nanette.
No one has ever screamed out, "Oh, Nanette."
Oh, Nanette. Yes, they have.
Kelly has right now.
Oh, Nanette.
Okay. Brad did.
But so Brad, Brad posts to the Facebook page of Cracker Barrel with no context whatsoever.
It's their corporate page, too. Not even the local store page.
Correct. Just the corporate page with no further explanation or context. Just, why did you fire my wife?
Why did you fire my wife?
And someone commented.
Which is something someone named Nanette's husband would probably do.
So somebody commented, what happened? And his reply was, we don't know. They just fired her after 11 years of dedicated service. No explanation.
Oh, cherry on top. Tell the kicker.
On his birthday.
On his birthday.
On Brad's birthday.
Which was later proven to not be true.
Oh, no.
Oh, dang it.
It was like a week before.
Well, okay.
But still. But from the moment he posted that through today, it doesn't matter what gets posted. to that Facebook page, thousands of responses are, yeah, but what about Brad's wife?
What about Brad's
Why
wife?
Why did you fire Brad's wife?
So if I went on there right now and posted like, hey, when is your next sale on Country Fried Steak? Somebody would reply to me.
One of my favorite was somebody posted something like, Winter Cracker Barrel tonight and had whatever the meal was. We'll say Country Fried Steak. It was amazing. The first comment was, you know who else likes Country Fried Steak? Brad's wife.
Brad's wife.
Until they fired her after 11 years with no explanations. And then the hashtag of justice for Brad's wife has taken off.
It's taken off, yeah.
Now, 2 days after this happened, and this was in Indiana, there was a Chick-fil-A in some tiny town in Texas, I think Midland, Texas, who on their store marquee out front put, now hiring Brad's wife.
Brad's wife. That's awesome.
Something similar has been happening with the giraffe that still isn't given birth, because at some point in her stages of labor, some idiot came on there and said, you know, once she lays the egg, how long until it hatches?
Yeah.
Well, of course, like the internet lost their mind. Like, how can you think a giraffe lays an egg? And like all the self-righteous people were, you know.
Who didn't realize he was just trolling.
Yeah. Well, so now it's become a thing where no matter what anyone says, they're like, has the egg dropped yet? Has it dropped yet? How many eggs do a giraffe lay? So that all these like pretentious people are like, there's no egg. Like they're losing their mind. And I've stopped now because I think that the giraffe is April Fool's thing. But I would just go in there and just to ask about an egg and watch people get mad and then go back to my work.
Did you see the meme that came out that was the giraffe that says, I'll give birth to this baby once they hire Brad's wife?
No, yeah, but that is the culmination. I saw a picture of they like imposed the giraffe on like Maury Povich or something or Dr. Phil and was like, why are you faking this pregnancy? Is it to get Oliver's attention? Because that's like the boy giraffe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So poor April. Oh. This is like the longest pregnancy ever, if she's even pregnant. Oh,
I don't know. Well, she's been pregnant apparently since like 2015.
Nanette!
Oh, Nanette!
Oh, Nanette!
Has never been said.
The next one of us to do it has to randomly yell Nanette during sex and then come back.
Can
and
I just
report.
Yell Brad's wife?
I don't know. I don't know if that has the same effect as
Nanette.
Come here, Nanette. No. Let me unzip your dress, Nanette. Let me, never mind.
I got a feeling it's more like, let me unbutton your overalls, Nanette.
Let me unsnap your one-piece nightgown, Nanette.
Let me work on that butt flap.
Take off your nightcap, Nanette.
Are you wearing your nice house slippers tonight, Nanette?
Oh, no.
Like the fuzzy one-piece, like, zip-up house coat.
Yeah.
Come here, Nanette.
What you got underneath that moo-moo, Nanette?
Oh, God.
I see you didn't put your curlers in tonight, Nanette.
Yeah.
Don't put your curlers in, Nanette. You're going to be on your back for a while.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, we got to go. Thanks for listening. Sorry for all the cuss words. We will be back next week with...
maybe.
With, yeah.
Nanette and Sasquatch Lady.
Unless Schmo comes and kills me in my sleep, we're going to be back next week. Until then, first of all, if you like this show, share the show. For the love of God. If you like the show, share it on Facebook. Be like, hey, you should totally listen
to this
show.
This is a
show.
Good one to share, too.
This is a doozy, that's for sure. It's not every day I tell somebody to go fuck themselves. So, until next
Brad's
week.
Brad's wife apparently told that to Cracker Barrel.
And tune in next week because we're totally going to have the Sasquatch Lady on.
I'm excited. It's going to be good.
So be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy. Haas, anything for the guys?
No, because all I hear right now in my head is, oh, Nanette.
Nanette! Oh, Nanette! All right, we will be back next week. We love you guys for listening.
She's a power girl in a 90s world. She's a da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Come on, fellas, place your bets, cause you ain't seen nothing yet. She's the top of the town, she's the best. Yes. Scary, raving, ginger, posh. Sporting, yes, now that's a lot. Where the Spice Girls ready to go. Ladies and gents, can you please take a seat? We hope that you enjoy the show.
Thank you very much.